fog's burning off, and we're going to enjoy a mix of clouds and sun throughout this Thursday with warmer afternoon high temperatures between 75 and 80 degrees with a refreshing northwesterly breeze ushering in some lower humidity. This evening's going to be gorgeous. In fact, we'll have a mix of clouds and sun, sundown at 7:49, and then we'll see clear skies with temperatures falling out of the 60s. It will be cooler out the door tomorrow morning with lows in the 40s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
66 degrees in Alexandria, 65 in Penn Quarter, and 61 in Columbia.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
lights out. WTOP looks into a big streetlight outage along the Beltway. I'm Mike Marilla.
More crime and chaos at a DC CVS store.
I keep my head on a swivel all the time.
This is Kyle Cooper.
When data shows a drop in crime, why doesn't everyone feel safer? I'm Kate Ryan.
Finding an EV charger while you're already driving will soon get easier on Neil Augenstein.
Wishes are medicine.
The science behind granting a child's wish. I'm Matt Koufax.
It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A quick turn of events at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York today, where jury selection is resuming after one panelist, a nurse, was excused when she told the judge she was concerned about her inability to be impartial. She revealed family and friends had been asking her about the case, and the judge ordered journalists not to report information about prospective jurors' answers to questions about their jobs. CBS's Robert Costa is at the courthouse.
This is actually a process that in most similar cases would last between 1 to 2 to 3 weeks. But it seems like jury selection could end sometime later this week or early next week, meaning the opening arguments of the trial could happen within the next 7 days.
Just in, President Biden says the U.S. will hold Iran to account for its attack on Israel by imposing new sanctions. The president travels to Pennsylvania today. It's his third visit this week. And in a rebuke to Robert Kennedy Jr. and his independent bid for the White House, members of the Kennedy family are expected to be there to endorse Mr. Biden. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
The source familiar with the Biden campaign's planning told me that this has been months in the making and that the Kennedy family came forward because they wanted to send a message kind of to their relative RFK Jr. You're going to see multiple siblings of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. At this campaign event here in Philadelphia.
The FCC now says it is investigating disruptions to 911 service in parts of 4 states overnight. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The outages affected South Dakota and parts of Nebraska, Nevada, and Texas. It still isn't clear why. Christopher Darcy is a retired Las Vegas undersheriff.
The investigation will reveal, obviously, the cause, and then we can use it as a learning opportunity in law enforcement to really shore up these things.
The Department of Homeland Security has warned of increased risks of cyber attacks on 911 services as they have migrated to digital systems. There have been several attacks in recent years.
Severe storms leave widespread damage behind across parts of Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, and western Pennsylvania. Bucyrus, Ohio Fire Chief Chad Schwemley.
We've got a house that's been moved off its foundation. There's several roofs that have been removed. There's been a couple walls collapse on a brick building down the road here.
They're struggling to resume normal operations at the airport in Dubai after the heaviest recorded rainfall ever in the United Arab Emirates. Airport CEO Paul Griffiths.
Flights have gradually been getting back to normal, but it's going to take us, I reckon, 24 to 36 hours to clear the remaining backlog.
Dow up 185 points. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
10:03 on WTOP Thursday morning. It's April 18. Sunshine 68 degrees. Heading up near 80. Good morning. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. If you drive on a part of the Beltway at night or early in the morning, does it seem a bit dark to you? In a WTOP exclusive, Our Mike Murillo is shedding light on a big street lamp outage.
Initially, a WTOP staffer noticed dozens of streetlights out along the Beltway in Maryland. And in response, the state said it would look into it, but that 90% of the road's 1,600 lights were running. But when WTOP drove the road, it appears more lights are out than the state realized.
I counted about 30 lights on the outer loop between Georgia Avenue and Connecticut.
Our tally, scanning both sides of the Beltway from the outer loop, was more than 300 lights out.
It's an aging infrastructure. It's approaching, if not well over, 60 years old.
Earlier in the month, Eric Gunn, a transportation engineer at the Maryland State Highway Administration, said the state responds to reports of lights out and is addressing some of the outages. The work also includes upgrading older lights when possible.
We are looking at more efficient LED lighting, and to get those some of those old and dated lights upgraded.
He says in addition to the survey they take monthly of the lights, he encourages motorists to report lights out as well. Along the Beltway in Chevy Chase, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
We are learning of a brief lockdown overnight at Inova Mount Vernon Hospital in Fairfax as police investigate a shooting death. Detectives were called to the facility around 11:30 after a woman was brought in with gunshot wounds. She was pronounced dead at the hospital, which was temporarily locked down for safety. The facility has since returned to normal operation. The location and cause of the shooting remain under investigation. A viral video capturing chaos at another CVS in the district is apparently just the tip of the iceberg of crime problems connected to the store. More from WTOP's Kyle Cooper, who is talking with folks in the neighborhood.
Leah is a young professional who lives here near the CVS in Southeast on New Jersey Avenue, just across the street from Nationals Park. She has avoided this store for a while.
Well, that one already has nothing in it regularly, so I assume they do that because it gets robbed a lot.
Neil Watson lives down the street and says he's concerned about the neighborhood.
My building is just a block up, and, you know, but there's a lot more stuff going on here in this part of Southeast than in years past.
A video went viral this week showing teenagers running through the store yelling, one riding a scooter inside, and apparently stealing items. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab calls the behavior in the store unacceptable and disturbing. A Columbia Heights CVS closed in February after it was frequently the target of thieves. In Southeast, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Crime is down in D.C. year over year, but police say getting people to feel safer isn't as simple as data points on a website. More now from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
The news from D.C.'s police department is good. Their data shows a 22% drop in violent crime and a 14% drop in crime overall. But D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith told WTOP that while people are starting to feel better,
anytime there's a crime, it creates a sense of uneasiness, right?
Associate Professor of Sociology at Johns Hopkins University, Michael Bader, says that's right.
Perceptions, you know, take time to change. We expect today to be like yesterday and tomorrow to be like today.
Knowing that, Smith told WTOP,
and so our job is to continue to address the concerns of our citizens, the concerns of the public.
And the chief said part of that is making sure that resources to reduce crime get to where they're needed most. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP. Up ahead in Money News.
Another side effect of weight loss drugs? Babies. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Patricia Farrick, president of FVC Bank. With me today is Kimberly Wolf, president and CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Washington, D.C. FVC Bank is proud to support the critical mission of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Washington, D.C. I invite listeners to donate and get involved.
We value FVC Bank as a trusted financial partner. And take it from me, folks, you can too.
Visit FVCBank.com. Member FDIC.
It's 10:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's go to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mark. Still some late delays on the Interloop as you leave Springfield headed toward Annandale and 236. Beyond that, still some delays as you leave the toll road headed toward the Georgetown Pike with your travel lanes open and available. No problems on 66 itself in the westbound direction. Eastbound 66 delays leaving Route 50 headed toward 123 and beyond toward the Beltway, but your travel lanes are open and available. If you're on I-95 northbound, this is in Thornburg after 606. Thornburg exit 118, still with the left lane block for the crash, just waiting for VDOT to pick up the cones. Then you'll have all travel lanes open. Further northbound on I-95, watch for delays as you leave the Prince William Parkway headed toward 123. Then again, approaching Lorton headed toward Newington, with your travel lanes open toward the Springfield Interchange. May have a new crash on the Interloop as you head past the Springfield Interchange toward Braddock Road. Maybe blocking a lane there. Northbound 395 near King Street, that's where the right lane is blocked for the crash. Then watch for delays passing Boundary Channel Drive up to and across the 14th Street Bridge headed toward the 3rd Street Tunnel with travel lanes open and available. Southbound DC 295 after East Capitol Street headed toward Pennsylvania Avenue. They only have a single lane getting you by the work zone there. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, we believe that's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. Otherwise, traveling on the Beltway in Maryland, this is the outer loop after 201 Kenilworth Avenue. We had to report some debris in the roadway there. And northbound on the BW Parkway at 197, the left lane is blocked for the work zone, so watch out for that. You have a single right lane getting you by today. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
We've got another beautiful day underway. Let's get the 7 News First Alert forecast from Eileen Whalen.
Tracking yet another unseasonably warm day across the DMV with afternoon high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. That's about 10 degrees above average for this time of year. No rain in the forecast today. We'll see skies becoming mostly cloudy through the overnight hours with lows in the middle 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, mid 60s for daytime highs. A few isolated showers possible during the afternoon. Wrapping up before your Friday night plans. Rainfall totals less than a tenth of an inch. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
66 right now at Reagan National, 69 at Dulles. We're at 61 at BWI Marshall. Lots of sunshine as we head to around 80. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 1010 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
New home builders still have demand. D.R. Horton, the largest home builder in the country with a dozen active communities building in the D.C. suburbs, sold more than 22,000 homes nationwide last quarter, 15% more than a year ago. D.R. Horton has 18,000 unbuilt homes that are under contract. Diabetes treatments turned popular weight loss drugs apparently have another side effect, pregnancy. Bloomberg reports a surge in women who've suffered from infertility becoming pregnant after taking drugs like Ozempic, though there is so far little research. Workers at the Old Keene Mill Starbucks in Springfield, Virginia, voted to unionize. Workers at close to a dozen D.C. area Starbucks have either filed or approved union representation. Nationwide, about 420 Starbucks stores have unionized, but that's still just a fraction of Starbucks' 17,000 U.S. locations. The Dow is up 215 points. The S&P 500 index is up 8. The NASDAQ is unchanged. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Who works hard every day to keep energy affordable, reliable, and sustainable for their customers? It's how they deliver more than energy. Learn more at pepco.com/morethanenergy.
In the minutes ahead, why a Make-A-Wish experience is medicine. It's 1012.
Here's David Kubicki, Senior Solutions Architect Manager at Palo Alto Networks, highlighting the importance of secure software development during the 2024 DoD Cloud Exchange.
That shifting left capability and providing that security within the development cycles is really the only way that you can keep up with the application velocity within the cloud. So hopefully applications, workloads, et cetera, that you're deploying to the cloud have already started at a known good state.
Listen to the entire discussion on federalnewsnetwork.com. Search DoD Cloud Exchange. Feeling overwhelmed by cybersecurity? Spending more, but not seeing results? You're not alone. Palo Alto Networks can help your agency cut through the complexity and maximize your security impact. Ditch the point products and embrace the power of platformization and AI. We offer solutions that grow with you, no matter where you are on your cybersecurity journey. Reduce risk, simplify your approach, and secure your digital future. Learn more at paloaltonetworks.com/industry/federal.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Still to come, members of Congress are turning up the heat on banks to do more to protect customers from fraud. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Where do you go when you want great greens? Rocky Gap Casino Resort and Golf, home of the only Jack Nicklaus signature golf course in the state. Relaxation, the spa at Rocky Gap for massages, facials, and more. Dining options, Rocky Gap for upscale cuisine and low-key sports bars. Visit RockyGapResort.com.
Maryland law requires an individual to be 21 years of age or older in order to enter the gaming floor or play video lottery terminals. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 10:15. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday. I'm Mark Lewis. Fulfilling a child's Make-A-Wish experience isn't just a nice thing to do. In today's episode of Mad About Town, WTOP's Matt Koufax sits down with Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic's medical advisor, who says wishes can be medicine.
You're saying that there's actual science to back up that it helps these kids physically in their healing and recovery process, right?
Absolutely. Now, there's not a lot of it. It's something that we want to look at more.
Dr. Jeremy Edwards says two studies in particular back up the idea that fulfilling a wish can actually have positive medical outcomes. The first comes from a study done with Make-A-Wish in Israel.
That really looked at depressive symptoms, looked at emotional state of kids before and after wishes, and did show scientifically on validated scales that kids who had undergone a wish did have improvements in their well-being when you looked at multiple different factors.
The other, done right here in the U.S., uncovered something more.
And found that healthcare utilization post-wish was decreased for children that had had a wish when compared to kids who had not.
In addition to serving as the chapter medical advisor to Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic, Dr. Edwards is also an active duty Army colonel, working as a pediatric oncologist treating the children of military families. He says April's Operation Dreammaker campaign, which raises money to grant wishes for military kids with critical illnesses, hits home for him. He also adds that while he knows there's no substitute for real medicine at times,
what I do know is that I've seen kids who have been miserable because the things we do are really hard. And when you talk with them about their wish, or when they talk about their wish, their entire demeanor changes. And they are happy, they light up the room, they're able to get their therapy without us having to kind of cajole or force them into it, and it makes their stays easier.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
To donate to Operation Dreammaker, go to WTOP.com/wishes. Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on WTOP. Driving in darkness, we found hundreds of lights are out on portions of a major highway in the area. The top Democrat in the Senate is defending how the impeachment hearings of the Homeland Security Secretary were handled yesterday. And one of the jurors already picked in the hush money trial of former President Trump is excused. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. WTOP at 1018. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to the WTOP Traffic Center and Rob Stallworth.
On the Interloop, leaving the Springfield Interchange, headed toward Brannock Road, we had the crash that involved a pickup truck with a trailer hauling landscaping tools, and the trailer overturned along the right side. We now have a single left lane getting you by the crash. A response on scene on the Interloop after I-95 in Springfield and headed toward Brannock Road. Stay to the left in order to get by there. Otherwise, on the Beltway, watch for delays as you make your way past 236. Beyond that, some delays still as you leave the toll road headed toward the Georgetown Pike with your travel lanes open and available. Eastbound 66 headed toward Route 50 in Fairfax and beyond toward 123. Got some delays still there. I-95 southbound briefly on the brakes going across the Occoquan down to 123. Northbound I-95 after 606 in Thornburg, exit 118, still with the left lane block for the crash and response there. Otherwise, further northbound in Stafford County after 6:30, that's where two right lanes are blocked for the work zone today. Then the listener checks in within the delay before the work zone. We have a broken down tractor trailer in the center of the roadway. Beyond that, you should be good toward the Springfield Interchange onto I-395. Northbound 395 near King Street, still with the right side blocked for the crash and response there. Eastbound 66 inside the Beltway headed toward Glebe Road may have one stop in the roadway, so watch out for that. Otherwise, traveling in the district, southbound DC 295 on the brakes, leaving Eastern Avenue, headed down to and past East Capitol Street, possibly a single lane getting by the work zone. Northbound DC 295 headed toward Burroughs Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the work today. Traveling on Riggs Road in Hyattsville, between Powder Mill Road and Adelphi Road, traffic may still be alternating around the school bus crash there. In the BW Parkway, northbound at 197, the left lane is blocked for the work zone. A single right lane gets you by. Get away and explore the Richmond region with gorgeous natural landscapes, world-class museums, and more. The Richmond region speaks for itself, and you can get there on a tank of gas or less. Plan your getaway today at visitrichmondva.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
The 7 News First Alert Forecast with Eileen Whalen.
We've got a weak cold front moving through the area that's going to usher in some drier, less humid air this afternoon. Afternoon highs will range between 75 and 80 degrees, so it should be pretty nice if you have plans out and about later this afternoon. The only downfall is that tree pollen does remain very high. Now, as we head into the overnight hours, skies will be partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy by tomorrow morning with wake-up temperatures in the 40s, so definitely cooler out the door tomorrow. Tomorrow will be in the middle 60s for daytime highs. We'll have clouds and a chance for a few passing afternoon April showers. As we head into your Friday night, looking dry and looking dry into the weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
It is looking good right now with 65 degrees in Silver Spring, 72 in at Fort Belvoir, and at 69 in Northwest Washington with a lot of sunshine. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Straight ahead, additional help on the roads for EV owners. It's 1022.
Operationalizing artificial intelligence is key to ensuring federal agencies can adapt to dynamic mission needs. Simple, seamless, and secure. Maximus is the trusted AI partner where customer experience, innovation, and digital transformation drive mission impact at scale. Building trust when it matters most. Learn more at Maximus.com/federal. That's Maximus.com/federal.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile. I had a customer call me recently and ask if I could recommend someone that could do a small repair in her bathroom. A little surprised at the question, I said, "Mrs. Shepherd, we've done two other bathrooms for you. Why wouldn't you have us do the repair?" She said, "Oh my, I didn't think you'd be interested in such a small job." So it got me thinking, I wonder how many other folks out there wonder the same thing. Well, I'm here to tell you that at Metropolitan Bath and Tile, we love small jobs. If it's in a bathroom, we're happy to do it. Everything from recaulking to a whole new bathroom. It doesn't have to be a big job to make us happy, small jobs or large. Serving our customers with honesty and integrity, that's what makes us happy. So call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or visit us at metrobath.com. That's metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling. It's what we do. It's all we do.
You're listening to WTOP News.
1023. One of the top concerns about owning an electric vehicle is finding convenient places to charge it. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says a popular navigation app plans to make things easier for you.
Finding a charging station like this one, especially when you're already driving, can be nerve-wracking. Google Maps is starting to roll out features to help guide EV drivers to charging stations. If you're running errands and low on charge, you see nearby chargers on the in-car map, including real-time information on how many chargers are available and their charging speed. Another feature: if you're planning a long trip, the directions can include where you'd want to stop to charge along the way, including turn-by-turn directions into a charging station that may be tucked into a parking garage. In South Riding, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Americans are losing millions of dollars to criminals who steal money from their bank accounts, often through fraudulent wire transfers. Banks are now being asked for answers about what they're doing to protect their customers.
Now the issue is getting the attention of members of Congress. In this letter obtained exclusively by CBS News, Senate Banking Committee members wrote to four major banks, including Chase, saying in part, banks should make consumers whole for unauthorized transactions and for fraudulently induced transactions, like wire transfers, where a consumer was deceived or manipulated into initiating a transfer. Senator Sherrod Brown.
It's on the companies that allow the scam. People should be able to have an expectation that their money is safe.
That is CBS correspondent Anna Warner.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
1025, Dave Preston is here, already getting set for the playoffs this weekend.
Yeah, talking hockey, Capitals after scraping their way into the playoffs, don't catch any breaks. They face the New York Rangers in Game 1 Sunday. Rangers boasting the best record in the NHL during the regular season. Caps goaltender Charlie Lindgren telling John and Michelle this morning on WTOP.
It's obviously going to be a really good test, but I think it's a test that we're definitely looking forward to. We know it's not going to be easy, but...